minutes in there. Thought got some good play out of our first team. You know, we've held back some of those first team guys a little bit up to this point, and now we're starting to ramp up a little more and get those guys more involved. And when our best 11's on the field, we're going to be tough to deal with.
First team QB reps today?
Bear took the majority today, and McKay got some as well. As I mentioned, Saturday we can't keep going equal reps with three guys anymore. So, you know, each day you're going to see right now McKay and Bear getting the majority of the reps with the ones and the twos, and that's where we're at right now.
He had a nice pass to Carson there, what we were allowed to watch there in that drive near the end of practice. He's making those throws.
He throws a lot of completions. That's one thing. He's doesn't take sacks, and he's very accurate and throwing a lot of completions out here.
What is a fall camp with a quarterback battle like for you? Is it nerve-wracking? Do you lose sleep, or do you just deal with it day at a time?
Well, yeah, I mean, I feel an obligation, sure, to do the right thing for our program. You know, the players, first of all, and the coaches and their families, you've got to want to do the right thing and make sure you get it right. And then all of our fans, you know, we've got great fans, and I want to make sure that we put the guy on the field that's earned it and deserves it. And doesn't matter if it's a freshman or a sophomore or a transfer, the standard is the standard here at quarterback. And so, we're not going to lower that standard. No matter what, we need guys to keep stepping up and playing like the QBs of the past year.
You said your first 11 look good. Do you feel like they're on the right track to get ready for the first?
Yeah, we have a lot of work to do still, but it's getting a little bit cleaner every day, and that's why you practice. And having a Big 12 officiating crew Saturday in the stadium was great. We learned a lot of good lessons that day about just all the little details that can cost you. And I thought the last 2 days it's been cleaner. And then that's the goal, is just keep improving each day.
Coach, is there a number of O-linemen you feel comfortable playing in a game right now?
I think we're at about 8. I might be missing a guy there, but we have a good group there. There's some really good competition going on for those 5 spots.
Coach, with your offense collectively, how are they with the playbook? Is everybody on top of it?
We have smart guys here, so yeah, that's been a strength of this program for a long time, is we get to coach tough, smart kids, and so yeah, I think not everybody has it down completely yet, but we have smart kids that are going to do what they're told, and they execute.
What went into the decision, and when did you make the decision to give the reps with the ones to McKay and Bear?
Well, the decisions, it happens on the field. I mean, it's not like I just say, oh, this is what I decided today. It's what happens on the field. You know, the guy that moves the team, we want to move the team and score points. So if you take care of the football and you throw completions and you make good decisions, and a lot of times it's things that fans don't see. A lot of times it's a guy's got 2 plays and he gets us into the right play, and you hand it off and make 4 yards, and nobody knew that the quarterback just did the right thing for our program. He got us out of a bad play. Those things are big, and so we're evaluating that every day, and the guys that play the best, the guy that plays the best will be the one that starts in the first game.
Coach, of course there's some doubters, especially with, not to beat a dead horse, but with the depart of Jake.
Yeah.
How much more of a chip on this team's shoulder, this offensive shoulder, are you seeing this camp?
Yeah, I think it's kind of similar to last year where, you know, nobody thought we were any good, and we had something to prove last year. And I think there's a little bit of that going on right now too. I think people have lost a little faith in us offensively, and our players, I think, are determined to show that we still have a really good team.
How are your skill positions doing catching the football?
We have a lot of good, you know, our obviously receivers, that's their job, but our tight ends are doing a nice job. Carson Ryan's an excellent receiver, and our running backs are really good receivers. We're using those guys a lot in the passing game.
What's a decent timetable for the quarterback starting naming? And is it affected by the fact that you're either playing an FCS opponent the first week or competitive advantage? How do you kind of view all that together?
We haven't set a deadline, but the sooner the better. And once it's clear, we'll make the move. If, you know, that as soon as it's clear to us who it is, we'll make that statement. Yeah.